Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm James, and today we're diving into a question many of us wrestle with. Why does my calling feel delayed? Is that a question you feel sometimes? It's like, what am I doing? You know God has placed something inside of you, a gift, a passion, a ministry dream. But instead of moving forward, it feels like you've been stuck in neutral, like the hamster wheel, like you're just running in circles nonstop. The wilderness becomes your reality. But here's the truth, my friends. The wilderness is not wasted. No, it's the training ground for prophets. Let's look at Elijah, John the Baptist, Moses. They all walked through wilderness seasons before stepping into the fullness of their calling. Their stories remind us that God uses delay not to deny us, but to prepare us. So today we're going to dive into this and look at prophets in the wilderness. When your calling feels delayed. Some of the scriptures we're going to reference today is for Elijah in 1 Kings 17 to 19, John the Baptist, Luke chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 3, and then Moses, Exodus chapters 2 through 4. So if you want to pull your Bibles out, I might go and refer to some of those scriptures, but let's dive in and let's find out what God has for us today. Amen. So let's start with the pattern we see in Scripture. So Moses, we knew from reading that he knew early on that he was called to deliver Israel. But after he killed the Egyptian in his own strength, he fled to Midian. Oh, he ran. He went to Midian. 40 years. 40 years he herded sheep in obscurity before God called him at the burning bush. And we know a lot of things happened at that time when he was becoming a shepherd in Midian with Jethro and his daughter and so on and so forth. There's so much that happened there with him. But look at all that God did for him. Let's look at Elijah. We'll dive into Elijah a little bit more, but after proclaiming drought over Israel, he was told by God to hide by the brook Cherith, then to live with a widow in Zarephath. Years of isolation and dependence on God preceded the showdown at Mount Carmel. Now let's look at something. So if you remember, he ran because he was scared. And he stayed in the brook. So let's look at 1 Kings chapter 17 and go to verse 16. We'll just see this one little verse here. Sorry, I'm just trying to turn back in my Bible. Amen. Verse 16 says, actually, I'm sorry. That was the widow. Okay. I'll do 17, verse 6. I'm jumping ahead here. But that's okay. It's God's word, right? So verse 6, it says, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. You see, he thought it was done. He thought it was over. You know how weak he was. If you read through this, you'll see that he was running, he was weak, he was tired in the Cherith Ravine. He did what the Lord told him, and God provided for him through those ravens. God will provide for you in that place when you are obedient to him. Verse 14 in chapter 17 says, when he was speaking to the widow, when the widow, she was ready to die with her sons, right? Verse 14, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the Lord gives rain on the land. That is awesome. So now, as we mentioned, after all those years of isolation and dependence on God that preceded the showdown at Mount Carmel, you all know about Mount Carmel, right? What happened there? The priests of Baal. It was a challenge. So now let's go to 18, and we're going to go to verse 21. And this is what he said. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Now, if a lot of you know the story, he went through, the priests of Baal came, there was 450 prophets. They said, get the bulls, make altars, get the bulls, do that, make them ready on the altar. And Elijah said, get the altar, prepare the bulls, dig a trench around it, pour water all over the bulls, pull water in the trenches. He was making the sacrifice. Impossible for man to see anything natural. It had to be supernatural to defeat 450 priests. And we know the priests went crazy, cutting themselves and doing all this stuff. It was so demonic. But 37 to 39, chapter 18, verse 37 to 39, said, "Answer me, O Lord." This is Elijah praying. "Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, burn up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, 'The Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God.'" That is awesome. Just astounded by what God can do. But let's look at this. If it was not for the time in the wilderness that Elijah spent, and he wasn't in his calling, but he was obedient to do what God told him to do. You know, Elijah was being prepared, and he was called not for him to defeat the priests of Baal, not for him to defeat Baal, but no, for him to be the tool and the vessel that God called to stand up boldly and proclaim, "The Lord, he is God. Bow down before him." That's what it's about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, John the Baptist, he was filled with the Spirit from birth. Remember when Mary and Elizabeth were met, and Elizabeth, when the baby kicked on her belly, jumped for joy? He knew from even before birth that, oh, he had a purpose. He had a purpose with Jesus. Destined to prepare the way for the Messiah, but he spent decades in the desert before stepping into ministry, preaching repentance by the Jordan River. So I'm going to take a look at something right here. Let's jump to Luke chapter 1, verse 80. And this is dealing with John. And it said, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel." So he was totally isolated for a long time in that desert. But we know that John the Baptist was baptizing, preaching repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He was the messenger preparing the way of the Lord. Now, Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Watch this. "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.' This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, 'A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.'" It was awesome. Wow. Each one of these had a calling. They had a purpose. But all three had a wilderness delay. And sometimes we sit down and we're waiting and we're like, "Oh, what am I doing in the wilderness? I can't be used." Many of you have gifts to sing or play an instrument or to teach or to preach or to speak, but you're not able to do it. There's a time, there's a season, there's a preparation. Do you think that athletes, even though they have a gift, they don't just walk out and go, hey, I'm awesome? And no, they have a preparation time, practice. They have to start, they have to be submissive. They have to listen to their coaches and their trainers. They have to work with their teammates. You see, that's part of the key. Now, let's look at something. Why the delay? Why? This is always a good question. So, why does God delay? Why not launch us into our calling the moment he speaks it? You see? And it's very easy to jump. We jump so far ahead of God sometimes, we get in trouble, and then we fall back and we go, oh God, I'm sorry. God, please tell me what to do. If you listen in the first place, if you're tuning into God, then you would have been in that place where you're supposed to be. So let's look at a few things. Number one is preparation of character. The wilderness develops humility and dependence. See, Moses, he had to be broken of pride. Very easy. I mean, he came up and he was raised by an Egyptian. Very proud. I mean, he was like, what, the son-in-law of the son of Pharaoh? I mean, whoa, he's important. So all that pride, but it broke. He was humbled. Elijah had to learn daily dependence on God's provision. John had to grow into a voice that wasn't swayed by culture. I love reading about John the Baptist, how he just went and the Pharisees came and talked to him, and oh my goodness, and I remember that one that said, you brood of vipers. Oh my goodness, you brood of vipers. I love that. Because you know, vipers, the, you know, I forget the exact thing, but I think vipers they go from the inside or something or whatever it was, but you can look that up. But all I'm saying is that he was bold, very bold. Number two is the testing of obedience. God uses delay to see if we'll remain faithful. Will we obey him when no one else is watching, when no spotlight is shining? When you're in the dark, will we obey him when no one is watching? Those are the most important times. Think about something. Moses was in the wilderness, in the desert, by himself for a while, isolated. John the Baptist was in the wilderness, isolated by himself. Elijah was in the brook of Cherith by himself, isolated for a time until God moved them out to another place. God uses delay to see if we remain faithful. If you're faithful in the small things, God will give you bigger things. Number three, alignment with divine timing. You see, all these things are steps. Preparation of character, testing of obedience, alignment with divine timing. John the Baptist didn't appear until the fullness of time, when Jesus was ready to be revealed. Timing matters as much as calling. I love this. John was nothing about himself. He wasn't appearing. But think about something. He didn't start in the wilderness baptizing people until just around the same time that Jesus was ready and coming out and preparing to go into ministry. Do you remember? You've got to watch this in Scripture. John the Baptist didn't start that. He wasn't doing it a very long time. He made his voice known to be baptized and be ready, preparing the way. That was the preparation, preparing. What was he preparing? Was he baptizing them to make their bodies clean? No. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Getting their hearts and their minds ready to receive and to hear what Jesus was going to say. That was the preparation. So let's look at something. What the prophets teach us. What do we learn from these prophets? So these prophets teach us some powerful lessons about delayed callings. We can learn a lot if we study the lives of these. So Moses says, don't rush God's plan. If you do try to make it in your own strength, you're gonna burn out. Let God shape you first. Anybody here ever use a personal trainer, or you go to the gym, you have someone you exercise, you got a program? Shouldn't you listen to someone who has that experience? When it comes to your life and your calling, who's best to put you in the best shape? Not for your own good, for what God and his kingdom. Let God shape you. Elijah, you have to learn to trust in God's provision. Before you can stand on Mount Carmel, you have to learn to drink from the brook. Just imagine you're being humbled where you're having to sit and drink water from a brook, a ravine. It's like, I'm drinking water from this place that, yeah. You have to be humble. God is going to bless you if you're just humble and you show humility, right? So, John the Baptist, stay true to your assignment. He knew he wasn't the Messiah. His job was to prepare the way. Even in delay, he stayed focused on his unique role, because he knew that was the role that God had created him for. See, God created you for something. You have to find and listen. Get into God's word. You have to pray and hear his voice to know where that is. So let's look at this. Your wilderness today. Where is your wilderness today? What about you? Maybe you feel like you've been benched. You sense God has a calling on you. He called you to something, but the doors are shut. They remain shut. And you're like, but the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you'll find. The doors remain shut. It doesn't say knock on the door like you're going to someone's house and the door opens. No, he said, seek, ask, and knock. Doesn't say how long. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Doesn't say one time. You have to constantly seek daily, right? So here's some encouragement for you. Your wilderness season is not wasted. You're not wasting your time in the wilderness. There's a reason for it. There's a purpose. If you've listened to the podcast over the last 9 weeks, you're going to see there's purpose for delay. There's purpose. You're gonna go through trials. You're gonna go through temptation. You're gonna go through experiences in a cave and delay and loss and grief. Everyone does. It's part of life, but it's also part of God's plan to get you to the place where God can use you the most. So, in your obscurity, God is teaching you dependence. If you're hidden, God is strengthening your voice. If you're waiting, God is aligning his timing. Your calling isn't canceled. It's maturing. Give it time. Look at the plant. Look at the plants, how when you put them, the flowers deepen the soil on the trees. They go deep in the soil, in the dark, where nobody can see them. They keep getting water, and they dig their roots deeper and deeper and spread out until they're strong enough. Then they come out, and you see beauty. You see God's beauty. You see growth. You see someone become massive. It's all because they spent that time in the soil, in the dark, in the place where they can start to grow and get nutrition, everything they needed to grow. So when they come out into the world, they're useful for what they were created to be. So let's look at some things. How to walk through delay. This is good. And there's three practical ways you can walk through a delayed calling. Number one, stay faithful in small things. See, Moses tended sheep with the same diligence he would later to lead Israel. It's just amazing. I love this. Moses tended sheep. Why did God have him learn to lead sheep? Because he had to lead the lost sheep of Israel. You see, God was preparing him in that time for the calling he had to lead the lost sheep of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. You see how amazing God is? Number two, guard your heart from comparison. John the Baptist, he never compared himself or competed with Jesus. He embraced his role as a forerunner. He understood in his heart, this is who I'm made to be. I become less while he becomes great. So we need to be transparent. We need to be invisible so that he is visible and apparent, right? He's the star. We're not. All we do is we introduce him. Wow. Number three, trust God's timing. Elijah waited until the appointed time before confronting Ahab and the prophets of Baal. What looks like delay is often divine timing. So let me just give you some encouragement here. See, if your calling does feel delayed right now, just remember these prophets. Moses waited 40 years. Elijah hid for many, many years. John grew up in the desert before stepping out. You see, John was about the same age as Jesus, I think, maybe a little bit older. But he waited 30 years, almost 30 years. Think about that. Think about that time. But when the time came, each one of them walked in power and authority. You see, your wilderness is God's preparation ground. The same God who called you is faithful to complete his work in you. So, God is faithful to complete the work in you. He who began a good work in you will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. Be faithful. Be available. Be teachable. It's an acronym I use a lot, FAT. And I'm happy I'm going to say I'm FAT. Faithful, available, teachable. See, if you're faithful, if you're available and you're teachable, God's going to definitely use you. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for every listener who feels delayed in their calling. Remind them today, God, that you see them. You're preparing them, and your timing is perfect. Strengthen their faith, deepen their trust, and give them courage to be faithful where they are. May they emerge from the wilderness ready to talk and walk in the fullness of their calling. In the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, hey, thank you for joining me today on this episode of Faith in the Fire. If this encouraged you, please share it with someone who may be walking through a season of delay. Send me your comments. Send me your prayer requests. I really want to hear from you. If this is blessing you, I'm just so happy and so thankful that God is allowing me this time to bring this to you. Remember that delay is not denial. It's divine preparation. And until the next time, stay faithful in your wilderness season and trust that God's timing is always perfect. Love you guys. All right.